This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Mind's Eye.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. It's the 2 o'clock hour on Saturday, and time for the news of St. Charles and St. Charles County, where the mysterious and magnificently majestic but oftentimes muddy and malodorous Missouri River flows north. I'm your reader, Alan Newsham, for Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand. Thanks for listening in. Today's date, of course, is Saturday, April the 20th. This is the 111th day of the year, and there's only 255 days remaining in 2024, so, well, I guess you better make your plans up for what's going on before you know it. It'll be, oh, Thanksgiving and New Year's and all sorts of things going on. Anyway, let's go ahead and check out the calendar and see what's going on in the calendar world. Of course, let's see here. This is Record Store Day. That's right, the 17th annual. Hundreds of independently owned record stores across the country will celebrate this day. All of these stores will be simultaneously linked and act as one with the purpose of celebrating the culture and unique place that they occupy in both local communities and national communities. Check your local record store for specials and all sorts of things. There might be some entertainment going on. That'd be a lot of fun. It's also World Circus Day, created by the Federation Mondiale du Cirque in 2009. It celebrates their traditional circus arts all over the world. And, well, they don't have elephants and lions and all those kind of things anymore in the circuses. And I guess it's because of the cruelty that went on for animals, but it's not that way anymore, thank goodness. Alrighty, let's see. And then Sunday's coming up, and it is the National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. I know all of you bulldog owners and bulldog parents, as it were, are just really, really up to partying about the National Bulldog Day. Let's see, what else is going on? Birthday of Rome, celebration of the founding of Rome, which traditionally thought to be in 753 B.C. So, that would be a big birthday cake with big candles, that's for sure. Alrighty, and on to Monday. It is Earth Day on Monday. As the Global Coordinator of Earth Day, Earth Day Networks, year-round, with more than 50,000 partner organizations in 190 countries. And our global campaign brings hundreds and thousands of new voices representing youth and faculty, the faith community, minority groups, women, teachers, students, and others into the environmental movement. Good deal for that, huh? All right, let's see. It's National Jelly Bean Day. It's one of my favorites. And also, Passover begins at sundown today, for all of you folks of a religious bent. And let's see here. What else we got here? Oh, Jack Nicholson's birthday. Jack Nicholson, God love him, he's 88 years old today, on this Monday. Coming up, I guess. Okay, we move to Tuesday. It's the birth anniversary of Shirley Temple Black. She was born on this date in 1928. Fantastic young actress, and she wowed them all. She passed away February 10th, 2014. Okay. This is the full moon tonight. The moon enters the full moon phase at about 7:51 Eastern Daylight Time. So I'm not sure what that is in our time, but I guess one of these days I'll figure it out. But it's the pink moon, so-called by Native American tribes in New England and the Great Lakes, because at this time of the season, the wildflowers, especially the pink ground phlox, tend to herald the arrival of spring. Okay, it's also St. George's Feast Day, the martyr and patron saint of England, who died April the 23rd on A.D. 303. Hero of the St. George and the Dragon legend, the story says that his faith helped him slay this vicious dragon and demanded daily sacrifice after the king's daughter became the intended victim. Okay, weird story, huh? Okay. Then we get to Wednesday, April the 24th. Let's see, what's going on there? Okay, well, I know in Ireland they are commemorating the Easter Rising of 1916, when the Nationalists seized the key buildings in Dublin, and it was a terrible situation all the way around. Okay. One of our local folks, Cedric the Entertainer, the comedian and actor, it's his birthday today. He is 60 years old. He was born Cedric Kyles in Jefferson City on this date in 1964. And we move to Thursday. It's Bob Wills Day. I don't know if any of you out there are Bob Wills fans. A little bit of Texas swing from back in the day. It's the 52nd annual celebration of the creator of Western swing, with music, fiddlers, and contests going on all the way down in Texas. Appearance by the former band, the Texas Playboys. That should be a good time. Should be a good time indeed. It's also the birth anniversary of Ella Fitzgerald, born in Newport News, Virginia, but raised in Yonkers, New York. She was a regular at Harlem's Apollo Theater by the time she was 15. She's got her head start with as a singer in the big band circuit, and she transitioned to bebop and developed her famous scat singing. She worked with all the greats, including Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, King Cole, Dizzy Gillespie, Frank Sinatra, Benny Goodman. She recorded more than 200 albums and won 13 Grammy Awards. So if you are a Ella Fitzgerald fan, and since this is this Sunday is Record Store Day, you might want to go out and see if you can pick up a copy or two of Ella Fitzgerald's greatest hits. Okay. And this coming Thursday is also World Penguin Day, a day of awareness for these amazing little creatures celebrated by many conservation groups. The penguins spend 75% of their life at sea. They are salty guys, that's for sure. They can dive to 1,850 feet. That is a long way down, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now. Okay. We'll move just right along. And it's Joe Buck's birthday today. The sportscaster, born in St. Petersburg, and also very well known in the St. Louis area, of course, with his father. Anyway, Joe Buck is 55 years old today. And we'll go on to Friday, the 26th. This is the anniversary of the first ballpark organ to be played. In 1941, the Chicago Cubs, they were the first major league team to install an organ in their ballpark, and they got copied all the way around, all over, ever since that time. All right, it's Hug an Australian Day. I don't know if you know any Aussies out there, or maybe some Kiwis from New Zealand. You could give them a hug. I think that would be good. National Hairball Awareness, so be aware of them hairballs. They are nasty things. And National Help a Horse Day. If you know of a horse that's in need, well, by golly, help that horse out, will you? And see, it's National Pretzel Day. Washmole Barbecue and Blues Fest, starting out in Washington, Missouri, from April 26th through the 28th. A KCBS-sanctioned barbecue competition featuring 50 barbecue teams. Barbecue tasting, live blues music, and full food court annually the fourth week in April. And for more information, you can contact Downtown Washington Incorporated. You can give them a call at 636-239-1743. That's 636 239-1743. So that looks like a lot of fun there. Good music, good food, good barbecue. Boy, you can't turn that down. All right, birthdays today. Dwayne Eddy, the father of twang, the twanging guitar. And, oh man, he could twang a guitar, most definitely. He is 86 years old. I don't know if he's still playing. I haven't heard much from him. But, and also a lot of you folks out there will remember Bobby Rydell. Well, yeah, he was a teen singer and was quite the vocalist. But anyway, he is 82 today. So, that is about it. And we're going to cut the calendar and slam it shut and get on with the news of St. Charles and St. Charles County. Well, that was kind of a weird little slam there, but I guess it'll have to do. Okay, well, folks, this is the time of the program